Well, our next guest, Dr. Will Cole, will talk to you about that. He's a foremost expert on functional medicine. He specializes in clinically investigating the underlying actors in chronic disease and then customizing health programs. As we've said, every food you eat is either feeding inflammation or fighting it, he says. And because no one else is you, the foods that work well for someone else may not be right for your body. Thus, the personalized plan that Dr. Cole presents. You've heard him previously on The Mountain Life when we interviewed him about his book, Ketotarian. And now he's just released The Inflammation Spectrum, Find Your Food Triggers and Reset Your System. Dr. Will Cole, welcome to The Mountain Life.
Thanks so much for having me back, guys.
Well, it's really nice to have you. Lots of anticipation about this book that is just being released, The Inflammation Spectrum. Let's start first with, I always love to get the definition of functional medicine, and you are one of the nation's experts on functional medicine. How do you describe it to your patients?
Yeah, so my like you said, my day job is not writing books. It's consulting patients in functional medicine, and primarily we see patients online. But it's basically, if you had to summarize it, it's evidence-based alternative medicine. The Cleveland Clinic has a functional medicine center. The institution that's trained the Cleveland Clinic's functional medicine doctors is IFM, the Institute for Functional Medicine, and that's who's trained myself and my team as well. So our job is to get to the root cause, but using, I would say, the latest advancements in diagnostic testing and running labs, but using the most effective options that cause the least amount of side effects. So a lot of focusing on food as medicine, herbal botanical medicines, other protocols that are non-invasive and conservative and natural, and medications when needed. But it's all customized and tailored to the individual. So that's what functional medicine is.
Great. And the Cleveland Clinic, isn't that Dr. Mark Hyman as well? You trained with him, is that right?
Yeah, well, he is the director of IFM and the Functional Medicine Center at the Cleveland Clinic. That is right.
And I just bring up his name because he comes to Park City every now and again. I think he must have friends here or something, and we get to hear him speak at our local hospital. So that's really nice.
That's great.
Yeah. And so let's just go into this book, The Inflammation Spectrum. We hear so much about inflammation. It's sort of the root of all disease and illness. And what's so bad about inflammation? It's a response in our body. It's a natural response.
It is. It is a natural product of our immune system. So when it's in balance, inflammation is actually a really important part, and we would all be goners without healthy, balanced inflammation levels. So it fights viruses and bacteria, and it maintains optimal human health. The problem is when things are out of balance, that's when problems arise, and that's, you know, the Goldilocks principle, not too high, not too low, but just right. And that we want that for our hormones. We want hormone balance. We want our gut microbiome, all the bacteria in our gut. We want microbiome balance. And same with inflammation. We want balance. So that's the problem. And chronic inflammation is inflammation out of balance. And that's when we see and look at the scientific literature and the pathogenesis of like how health problems operate, you'll find the commonality between just about every health problem out there is chronic inflammation. I mean, from autoimmune conditions, which are most of my patients and people with digestive problems and musculoskeletal, things like fibromyalgia and arthritis, to metabolic issues like hormonal imbalances and diabetes. These are all hormonal in nature and inflammatory in nature. And then there's a whole field of research called the cytokine model of cognitive function. It's basically looking at how inflammation impacts how our brain works. So things like anxiety and depression and fatigue and brain fog. Research is now pointing to inflammation being a component in these problems as well. So it's a really disturbance of homeostasis and balance in the body that's driving a lot of these health issues that are plaguing our family and friends and maybe some of us.
And when we think of inflammation, we usually think of anti-inflammatories. We usually think of, hey, I'm going to throw down a few ibuprofen, I might ice the injury. And you're proposing that food is medicine. I love the way you phrase that. And that if we start with food, this is going to be our best method. Why start with food?
Oh, it should be the first for anybody to consider that, because we wield so much influence on our biochemistry with every meal, and every meal is another chance to feed inflammation or fight it. So every food is doing one or the other, and some in big ways and some in smaller ways, but they're all instructing our biochemistry and inflammatory cascades in different ways. It's modulating our biochemistry. So that's really the heart of the inflammation spectrum. My book is to really educate people about the inflammation spectrum, how things exist on a continuum from like low-grade fatigue or background anxiety or digestive problems or hormonal imbalances all the way to the other end of the inflammation spectrum where it's a full-blown autoimmune condition or some sort of, you know, diagnosable health problem, and then everything in between. And my heart and passion is consulting patients about this, and I see on an hourly basis the power that people have by looking at the foods that they're eating, finding out what their body loves, because one of the hearts of functional medicine is bioindividuality, how we're all different. And I've seen really healthy foods work great for one person, and then that same food cause a reaction or digestive problems or a flare-up in someone else. So the exploration and the questions that I'm asking in the inflammation spectrum is really to spark curiosity in the reader to say, hey, look, let's use these tools in this book, these functional medicine tools, to find out what my body loves. So it's absolutely paramount for people, no matter where they're at on the inflammation spectrum, to really explore how food is impacting how they feel.
And I love how you're really saying explore how food impacts how they feel, because we're willing to accept, you know, the uppers of coffee, but perhaps not all of the implications or consequences that might have on our psychology and other aspects of what you're proposing. You have a diagnostic in here that is really pretty thorough. It's self-evaluation. That's kind of a careful line when you're talking about changing diet, changing the way we eat, possible, you know, those functional medicine for a self-diagnostic. Talk to us a little bit about that process, and then also balancing self-diagnostic versus, you know, seeing an expert.
Certainly, yeah. So the quiz in the book is all adapted from questions that I ask patients during a health history and a consultation online. So I wanted people to get a sub-diagnostic, a subclinical perspective, a pointer as to what things may be going on. So you're right. It's not a comprehensive workup from a functional medicine practitioner. It's not a lab. But there are pointers and signs and symptoms that it will alert people or make people more conscious of the fact that just because something's common doesn't necessarily mean it's normal. Ubiquity doesn't necessarily equate with normalcy. And a lot of people are going through these things like the fatigue or the digestive problem or the hair loss or the weak nails or whatever the case may be. We go through the different sections on the inflammation spectrum, and then they'll realize, whoa, I thought that was just normal, but this cannot be normal, and we can do something about it in the overwhelming majority of these cases. So yes, it is a way for people to find out where inflammation may be impacting them, because you have to know what you're up against to do something about it. And many people aren't even in tune or even conscious of what's going on in their body. They're just living and going about their day and not realizing these low-grade issues or these health problems that maybe aren't even low-grade aren't something they necessarily have to settle for.
If you're just joining us, our guest is Dr. Will Cole. His new book is The Inflammation Spectrum: Find Your Food Triggers and Reset Your System. So, Dr. Cole, in a lot of these questions for doing our own self-assessment, there are some common questions that I think people look at and always say, oh, as compared to what? For example, do you have brain fog? Are you forgetting words? Are you having difficulty concentrating or focusing, staying with one task? I think to a certain degree, that's just a symptom of our distracted lives. Do you think when you talk to your patients about this, is it something that has had a greater and more significant onset that they really notice, wow, I have brain fog? I mean, don't we all walk around with a certain degree of brain fog?
I do.
Well, I think that brings up the larger point of health problems in general. And what I said previously is ubiquity doesn't necessarily equate with normalcy. I think that you look at the chronic level of the majority of humans around the world, specifically in Western nations, are going through chronic health problems. And it does exist on a spectrum. And you're right. Some people, it's like mild, mild enough to get through the day, and they're coping with it. But I would say it's very easy to look around at the level of health problems and say, well, it's just part of being a human. Well, I think there's a lot of problems that are arising and very, very commonplace that aren't actually normal from a human physiology standpoint. And, I mean, if you just look at the level of insulin resistance in the United States, just that alone, that's 50% research estimates that one in two of us are insulin resistant. Is that normal, or is that just really common? I think that in similar numbers, when you look at the epidemic rise of things like fatigue and low-grade anxiety and depression is now like the leading cause of disability around the country, is that common or is that normal? And I think these are the questions that I ask as a functional medicine practitioner, because I see people not having to have that brain fog or the trouble with word recall and name recall and these problems that impact our quality of life and our relationships and how we feel about ourselves, our confidence. But I would say that it's not just about food, and that's the deeper conversation that I'm having in the inflammation spectrum. Because I think a point that you brought up is absolutely true. It's looking at stress, looking at chronic stress, looking at our relationship with technology, looking at our sleep. These things are problems of modernity. They're the problems of our modern way of life, and they're really impacting our physiology in a way that isn't so good for a lot of people.
Right. And the more we learn about getting a good night of sleep and how that connects so much to our health, it may just make us change some of our habits. I wanted to ask you about, it seems like you're dividing foods into, at least I'm seeing sort of two groups, foods that can be good for one person but not for another, and then foods that we all should avoid. And you do say, you do have this list of foods that we really should avoid, and they are starting with maybe foods containing gluten and lectins, and what are some of the other things?
Yeah, well, what I really wanted people to explore in the inflammation spectrum isn't actually to demonize a certain food group. So during the reintroduction chapter of the book, I have people bringing back things like gluten-containing grains and sugar and high omega-6 oils like canola oil. I have them bring it back because I want them to see how they feel on it and for them to find out what their body loves and what their body hates. So while it may not work for me to have, you know, three of those four foods or whatever we're talking about, it may work for somebody else. So I really wanted people to really have it be anecdotal information, self-experimentation around food. But the core four, what I say for people to go off of for 4 weeks, if they score lower on the inflammation spectrum quiz, would be grains, specifically grains that contain gluten, which is a protein that's in wheat and rye and barley and spelt and some oats. And then looking at added sugar, looking at high omega-6 oils, like canola oil and vegetable oil, and then looking at dairy. And we talk about the different sources of these, and some varieties are better than others. I mean, it's definitely a contextual conversation in the book. We're not making broad, sweeping, overgeneralized statements, but it is allowing the reader to take agency over their health, how they feel, so they can start seeing, okay, hey, this food doesn't make me feel good, and avoiding that food isn't a diet. It's just the reader wanting to feel better more than they miss that food. And that's that transition that I want people to make in their life, because that's food peace. That's food freedom to not have disillusionment on what's working for your body and what's not.
How do you address those critics who would just look at this as like, oh, this is an elimination diet versus, you know, your comprehensive plan? How do you address those concerns?
Well, an elimination diet plan, no matter, and there's so many ways to do an elimination diet. I mean, there's AIP is an elimination diet, Whole30, a dear friend of mine, Melissa Hartwig Urban, who lives near you guys. I was actually staying with her a couple months ago at your lovely city. That's an elimination diet. The carnivore diet's an elimination diet. So there's many ways to do elimination diet. Why? It's because in clinical nutrition and in functional medicine, that's still the gold standard for finding out food reactivity. So an elimination diet approach is absolutely in the inflammation spectrum. But the way that I wanted to really educate people in the book is how to do it properly, how to be specific about it. And based on your quiz score, you have your own toolbox of things to focus on that are unique to that specific section. So, for example, if someone scores higher in the hormone section, I'm giving them a functional medicine toolbox to lean into to support that part that may be a problem for them. And then the other component to the inflammation spectrum that I really wanted to hone in on are these non-food inflammers, because as I said earlier, it's not just about food. So we have to look at stress, we have to look at sleep, we have to look at screen time and technology, we have to look at blue light and toxicity, all these other things, because you could be eating the best, perfect food out there, but if you're serving your body a big slice of stress every day, or if you're using a toxic product on your skin or in your home every day, or if you're on your phone scrolling through, you know, endless hours of FOMO-inducing social media content, that's going to be driving inflammation levels too. So it's really looking at all of the components of health, not being overly myopic on saying, well, it's just about food. Yes, food's a component. It's a modulator of our biochemistry. But there's a lot of epigenetic factors beyond food, lifestyle changes, and our relationship with the world around us that impacts our physiology as well.
That's one reason I'm feeling a little congested now, is because of my lifestyle choices of working in my garage and doing some construction with drywall. I'm going to eliminate that pretty quickly. Or at least my wife wants me to, because I'm not doing a very good job with it. So,
yeah.
right now we're trending towards a large emphasis on mental health. And you definitely have brought that piece into your book. Talk to us a little bit about how this approach can complement clinical supports.
Yeah, I mean, we like to separate mental health from physical health in our modern kind of concept of healthcare. But mental health is physical health. Our brain is in our body. The foods we eat and all these other epigenetic factors that I talked about, like stress, sleep, and social media and technology and toxicity, impacts our biochemistry. So it's this bi-directional relationship between, you know, our thoughts and emotions, stress levels. Our thoughts and emotions impacts our physiology, meaning if someone's stressed out or in a toxic relationship, that's going to impact their inflammation levels. It's going to raise it up. But then conversely, inflammation and or hormonal imbalances or something physiological will impact our thoughts and emotions too. So we have to look at both sides of that mind-body connection, that spirit-body connection. It's such a profound field of research in the scientific literature, looking at trauma and looking at stress and looking at these non-measurable things that impact the measurable, that impact our biochemistry and our inflammation levels. And that, going back to that cytokine model of cognitive function, how is inflammation playing a role in how our mood is? How do we feel from a mental health standpoint? How is our mental health? These are all explorations and questions that we need to answer and ask on an individual basis, because I see the impact of these components on an almost hourly basis in my functional medicine clinic.
Mm. I think a lot of people are aware of inflammation, but not aware of all of the systems that inflammation can affect. For myself, for example, when my right knee starts to get sore and feels a little inflamed, I do a check and I say, how much gluten have I been eating? How much sugar have I been eating? And that's sort of my telltale sign, I guess, which is only a partial awareness, because you go through the eight systems where inflammation exists in your body. And this is really good, and I hadn't thought of it this entirely before. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, sure. So the whole concept of the inflammation spectrum is just based on my me seeing patients. So when I brought, and I've been talking about this concept of the inflammation spectrum for a long time, and I thought, you know, educating people in the form of a book would be a great way. So that's what the quiz kind of starts out. It takes you through the seven main sections on the inflammation spectrum. So that's looking at a brain health, which we just talked about, looking at digestion, and then the gut-brain axis, the fact that our gut is, in many ways, our second brain, and it's referred to that as that in scientific literature. When we look at, you know, 95% of serotonin, our happy neurotransmitter, is made in the gut and stored in the gut, and the gut and brain are actually formed from the same fetal tissue, too, when babies are growing in their mom's womb. The gut and brain are connected, and they're connected for the rest of our life. So we're looking at the gut-brain axis as well as separately, looking at the detoxification systems, looking at the like liver and the lymph system, looking at the blood sugar regulatory system, looking at the hormonal, the brain adrenal axis, the brain thyroid axis, the brain ovarian axis for women, looking at the musculoskeletal systems or joints and muscles, looking at autoimmune inflammation specifically, or when the immune system actually tags certain parts of the body for an autoimmune attack. And then the eighth section is the interconnectedness of the systems. So it's what I call polyinflammation in the book. And because, as I mentioned, like what happens in the gut can influence the brain, or what happens in the brain can impact the hormones. The interconnectedness, this polyinflammation, inflammation in one area can beget inflammation problems or imbalances in other parts of the body. So that's where the book opens up, is really this exploration of the inflammation spectrum and how there are far-reaching implications to this. And I really wanted people to kind of see, hey, look, let's get a workup, so to speak. Let's get a where is my check engine lights? And all of these different systems on the inflammation spectrum are check engine lights to say, okay, check engine lights on. This, is it normal? Let's look underneath the hood, proverbially speaking. Let's look at what's dysfunctional and imbalanced or not working optimally to deal with it so we can start feeling better.
Before we let you go, I just need to hear a story about one of the patients that you work with. And I'm thinking of some of the things that you've mentioned in this interview, like fibromyalgia or depression or things like that, that seem to be almost measurable if you change. Do you have any stories of people that you've worked with?
I do. And there are so many ones that, I mean, my patients typically, as they're improving, they want to share their story with people. And we put a lot of them on drwillcole.com if people want to read it for themselves. But there's one that's actually not on the website. This is a patient that happened a couple of years ago. It was earlier on in my career. It's probably like 8 or 9 years ago. I've been in the functional medicine space for about 11, 12 years at this point. So what this case was an elderly lady. She's actually in her 90s, who isn't my typical patient, right? I mean, normally when they're in their 90s, they'll come in for like random optimization checkups. So she was wanting to come in for a proper functional medicine approach to her issues. And her husband wheeled her in, and through cognitive decline, she could barely talk. She had blood sugar issues, type 2 diabetes. She had she was on some cholesterol medications, diabetic medications, other anti-inflammatories, and she was talking like she had severe brain fog. She wasn't really fully there and sharp, and she couldn't really engage in the conversation. Her husband spoke for her, and we ran labs, and we found a lot of the things that I talk about in the inflammation spectrum. We saw a lot of dysfunction going on there, and one of them specifically was her cholesterol levels were shoved so low with these cholesterol-lowering medications. And, I mean, this is a problem probably for a lot of generations, but specifically people of a certain age, of a generation, where if it came from someone in a white coat, they just were going to take it, and there would be no questions asked. And she was doing her job. She was a good patient. She wasn't asking questions because her doctor told her to take it. The problem was her cholesterol was so low that the lab called me up and said, this is an alert low. Her cholesterol is so low. Well, 25% of all your body's cholesterol is in your brain. 60% of your brain is fat. And she was actually starving her brain from the nutrients it needed to be optimally functioning. So amongst other things as well going on here, as far as inflammation is concerned, their blood sugar was up. There were other things as well. But one of those things was that her doctor was able to get her off of that medication, obviously, and we implemented a lot of the practices that we talk about in the inflammation spectrum. And a couple months later, it was remarkable. She came into the clinic with a walker, not in a wheelchair anymore.
Wow.
And she was sharp as ever. You couldn't even, it was like night and day. And what she said to me then, that is really what stuck with me all these years later, that when people ask me that question, I think of her. She said, I was planning my funeral when I met you. Now I'm planning vacations with my grandkids. And I think of how many people, no matter what age they're at, are settling for, you know, well, I'm just getting older, or I'm, you know, just this, or I'm just that, or this is just normal, when really these things are things that we should look into and see what options we have for health care. So it's that, you know, that story stuck with me for all these years, because I think of all the other people that go about their lives just thinking that just because something's common, that's normal.
Great story. Dr. Will Cole is our guest, and his book is The Inflammation Spectrum: Find Your Food Triggers and Reset Your System. And you can also find more information at, is it willcole.com or drwillcole.com?
Yeah, drwillcole.com, drwillcole.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us on The Mountain Life. And stop by if you find yourself in Park City again. We'll interview you studio.
I would love that. I'll be there at the very least. I'll be there next summer for Melissa's next summit there. So I'll be there, and I'll make sure to stop by.
Oh, that's great. Okay. Thank you. Take care.
Bye.